Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to Live with Lon. We're so glad to have you today. And today we're going to talk about a very important subject on several different levels, and we're going to cover those levels. You know, when I was in high school, I had a young lady, a witness to me, a fellow student, about the need for Christ or else I would go to hell. And I didn't know what to say, so I went to my rabbi locally in Portsmouth, Virginia, and I asked my rabbi the next time I saw him, hey, I'm having this girl tell me I need Jesus in my life to go to heaven. What about it, Rabbi? Do Jews go to heaven or hell? And he said to me, we are Abraham's children. We, as a result, all go to heaven. Hell, he said to me, is a Gentile problem. So, you know, I went on for years believing that because I was Abraham's physical descendant as a Jewish person, that I was perfectly okay and I was going to heaven. Now, is that true? Well, this is part of what we're going to talk about today, but before we do that, let's ask God's blessing on our study. Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you so much for the Word of God, which tells us exactly how we can be sure of heaven and eternal life and makes everything perfectly clear. And Lord, I pray that we would imbibe your word today, and that we would let it teach us, not what people say, and not what society might say, and not what even seems humanly logical, perhaps, to us on some levels, but your word. Your word is truth, Jesus said. So, Lord, help us study it as the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, and help us believe it. And we pray this in Jesus' name. And everybody said what? Amen and amen. And this is what we study, the Bible, the whole Bible, nothing but the Bible, as the truth of from Almighty God. And then we apply it to our lives. So let's talk about this. Because here in John chapter 8, where we're studying, this becomes a presenting issue. Let's pick up. Remember, we are reading from the New King James Version of the Bible. And let's go to John chapter 8, where we left off last week. And I want you to look with me. Jesus said in verse 31, if you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And they, the Jewish people, answered him and said, we are Abraham's descendants. We were never in bondage to anyone. How is it you say you will be made free? And we talked about this last week, verse 36, therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. You need to listen to last week's message if you missed it, about what kind of freedom, the four kinds of freedom Jesus is telling us about there. Now, we go on, and look what Jesus says, verse 37. He says, I know you are Abraham's descendants, but you seek to kill me because my word has no place in you. I speak what I have seen with my father, and you do what you have seen with your father. And they answered and said to him, Abraham is our father. And Jesus said to them, if you were, subjunctive, meaning this is not true, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham, but now you seek to kill me. A man who has told you the truth that I've heard from God, Abraham did not do this. If you were Abraham's children. Now, Jesus just said a moment ago, I know that you are Abraham's descendants. Well, Jesus is making a distinction here between being a physical descendant of Abraham and being one of Abraham's children, because Abraham walked by faith, and we who walk by faith are his children. And I want you to see this. Paul says in Galatians chapter 3, therefore know that only those who are of faith are sons of Abraham. You may be a descendant of Abraham, but you are only a son of Abraham, a daughter of Abraham, Abraham's children, if you walk by faith. The verse before, verse 6, just as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, Genesis 15, 6. Folks, you're not Abraham's child because you're descended physically from Abraham. This is what Paul is saying. You and I are Abraham's children if we know Christ and we walk by faith and we have believed God, and it's been accounted to us as righteousness, our faith, like it was with Abraham. Now, the Jews were relying on their physical descendancy from Abraham to get them into heaven and make them all right with God. And what the Bible's teaching us is that that's not true. Abraham's physical descendants are not guaranteed to go to heaven. Look at this. In chapter 3 of the Gospel of Luke, where John the Baptist is baptizing, and all the Jewish leaders are coming to him. Look what he says. He says to these Jewish leaders, O brood of vipers, who has warned you to flee from the wrath to come? He said, therefore, bear fruits worthy of repentance. Now watch, and do not begin to say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our father. For I say to you that God is able to raise up children to Abraham from these stones. This is what the Jewish leaders in particular and the people were trusting, that we are Abraham's children. And John says, no, that's not good enough. You must repent of your sins and come to God by faith like Abraham did. Just being his physical descendant is not good enough. As Galatians 3:9 says, so then, those who are of faith, not physical descendancy, those who are of faith are blessed with believing Abraham. Believing, that means Abraham was a believing person. Okay, so what have we learned so far? We've learned that physical descendancy from Abraham is not how a person can get into heaven or be right with God or have eternal life, but that physical descendancy from Abraham means nothing unless we repent and we come to Christ by faith. We come to God by believing faith, just like Abraham did. For Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him, accounted to him, credited to him as righteousness. Okay, so if you were born Catholic, if you were born Presbyterian, if you were born Muslim, if you were born nothing, just an American or whatever, folks, none of those things make a bit of difference. We've got to repent, and we've got to come to Christ by faith and believe the gospel that he died on the cross for our sins, just like Abraham did believe God. So this is the issue here in John chapter 8, that these Jewish people were trusting the wrong thing. They were trusting their physical descendancy from Abraham. Now, that leads us to another question. Are the Jewish people, or aren't they the chosen people? Well, yes, they are. The Bible's very clear about that. Look at Romans chapter 3. Look at verse 1. What advantage then has the Jew? Or what is the profit of circumcision? Much in every way, chiefly because to them were committed the oracles of God, the scripture. And then he goes on to say, in chapter 9 of the book of Romans, the Israelites, verse 4, to whom pertain the adoption, the glory, the covenants, the giving of the law, the service of God, and the promises, of whom are the fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and from whom, according to the flesh, the Messiah, Christ, came, who is over all, God blessed forever. So, are the Jewish people the chosen people? Yes, they were chosen for three things. Paul mentions them here. Number one, for the giving of the scripture. In the Old Testament, everybody who wrote the scripture was Jewish. And in the New Testament, except for Luke, the physician who wrote Luke in the book of Acts, everybody who wrote the New Testament was Jewish. The Holy Spirit gave the scripture through them. Number two, the Holy Spirit gave Christ, the Messiah, through their lineage. And number three, to make known to the world that there was one monotheistic God for the universe. That was their three things they were chosen for. But they were never chosen for automatic salvation. They were not chosen for that. Look what Paul says, Romans chapter 3. What then? Are we Gentiles better than they? Not at all, for we have previously charged both Jews and Greeks, Gentiles, that they are all under sin. For it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. The Jews have certain advantages. But when it comes to salvation, we're all in the same boat, Paul says. Look what he says in verse 23 of Romans 3, the end of verse 22. For there is no difference between Jews and Gentiles, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. This is Paul's clear point here in the book of Romans, verse 23 of chapter 6. For the wages of sin is death for everybody, Jews and Gentiles alike. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Doesn't make any difference whether you're a Jew or a Gentile. You need Christ. And this is what Paul makes very clear in chapter 10 of the book of Romans. Listen to me now. Put on your thinking cap with me. Come on. Brethren, he says, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they may be saved from the wrath of God through Christ. For I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God. Let's stop there for a second. Hey, this is true. When I go to Israel, we see people there at the Wailing Wall, rocking back and forth with their curls and their black clothes and their hats. And they're there all day studying the scripture. And the Mishnah and the Talmud. When we fly to Israel, when the morning sun comes up, we see 10, 20, 30 more pious Jews on the airplane stand up and put on their phylacteries, their tefillim in Hebrew that Jesus talked about in the Sermon on the Mount, and say their morning prayers there on the airplane. They block the aisles, which people don't like. They have a zeal for God, Jewish people. Watch, let's go on, verse 2, chapter 10. They have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. It's an uninformed zeal. It is a ignorant zeal, ignorant of the facts. For, this is why I say this, Paul says, they being ignorant of God's righteousness, which comes through faith in Christ, and seeking to establish their own righteousness through works of the law, they have not submitted to the righteousness of God, for Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. What's Paul saying? He's saying that these people with the zeal for God, they're uninformed, they're uneducated about the real way to get righteousness from God, which is through Christ. He is the end of the law. No more performance do you have to do. But you come to Christ, and you're under grace, and God gives eternal life as a gift. And Jewish people don't know this. And they won't listen so many times when you try to tell them this. I told you about that man on the airplane when I flew back from Israel who sat next to me, who was reading his Bible and in Hebrew. And I tried to talk to him and tell him about Christ. And he told me, you remember, I told you, he said, you know nothing. You know nothing. And he turned away and wouldn't listen to me. Well, I'd like to beg his pardon and say, excuse me, what do you mean I know nothing? Sir, sadly, when it comes to eternal life, I'm afraid you know nothing. I know how to get it. I know I'm going to heaven through Christ. You don't know you're going to heaven at all. And I can tell you how. And I know nothing. You know nothing. Bah, he said to me. This is what Paul says. They have a zeal for God, but it's not according to, what does Paul say? Knowledge. They're ignorant of how to get God's righteousness. They're trying to work up their own. Okay, so let's summarize. Are the Jewish people going to heaven because they're descendants of Abraham? Physically? No. And the Jewish people, are they the chosen people? Yes, but not chosen to go to heaven automatically. They have to come to Christ like every single other person, the Bible says. So, are you with me? Yes, they're Abraham's descendants. They are not Abraham's children. Abraham's children are you and me who have come to Christ by faith. Let me repeat, Galatians 3:7, one of the most significant verses in the Bible. Listen to what it says. Therefore, know that only those who are of faith are sons of Abraham. So you and I are the true children of Abraham by faith in Christ, not those who are simply physically descended from Abraham. This is why the Bible says, Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. The curse being that you can't work your way to heaven by trying to keep the law. Having become a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. Now watch, he redeemed us from the curse of the law, verse 14, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, so that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Verse 26, for you are all sons of God by faith in Jesus Christ. Verse 29, and if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Wow. And one final verse. Look at verse 22 in Galatians chapter 3. What a chapter, Galatians chapter 3. But the scripture has confined all under sin, has placed everybody under sin. The law, which no one could keep, means that every one of us has been confined under sin, that the promise by faith in Jesus Christ may be given to all who believe. God put us all under sin because of the law condemning us all so that he could show mercy to us by faith. So when a Jewish person tells you that they're fine just the way they are, don't you believe that? Don't you let them sucker you into that. Many preachers, seminary professors, Christians have been suckered into that Jewish propaganda, Because it means they don't have to mess with Jewish evangelism. And the Jewish people are promoting this very aggressively among evangelical Christians, that we have a separate covenant with God that you don't have as Gentiles. You need to trust Christ. Leave us alone. We have a different way of getting to heaven. We're Abraham's seed. Don't you believe that? It's not true. In fact, it's a bold-faced lie of the devil. It's not true. And there are going to be many a Jewish person who have a huge shock coming when they go into eternity and they suddenly discover that being Abraham's descendants in the flesh mean nothing about getting into heaven. Nothing. It's very sad. So don't you believe that. You share the gospel with Jewish people anyway, because they need Christ like everybody else does. Okay, now, that's the end of our chapter, or our passage, but we have a most important question to ask. Are you ready? Come on now, here we go. One, two, three. So what? Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? To be teaching the word of God to you, what do I always say? Come on, say it with me. Here we go. Come on. How what? How sweet it is. How sweet it is. Yes, it is. Now, what's the, it's not a sermon, just a thought. What's the takeaway from today? Well, we already talked about the main one, one of the main ones, which is Jewish people need Christ like everybody else. They are Abraham's physical descendants, but they are not children of Abraham. That is reserved for those who believe in Christ, Jews and Gentiles. We just saw that. So what's the so what here beyond that? Well, it's very simple, friends. When the Jewish people tell you, or when a Jewish person tells you that they have a different way to get into heaven, folks, if there's any different way to get into heaven than through Jesus Christ alone and exclusively, well, then Jesus was a liar, because he said, look at it, here we go, John 14:6, let's put it on the screen, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Look at this. No one. Look at this. No one. Look at this. No one comes to the Father except through me. Now, if you can get to heaven some other way than Jesus, then Jesus just lied to us. Not only that, but the whole Bible's wrong. Acts chapter 4, verse 12. Nor is there salvation in any other person, for there is no other name under heaven given among men, not Buddha, not Confucius, not Muhammad, not Joseph Smith, not Mary Baker Eddy, not L. Ron Hubbard, not Rabbi anybody. There is no other name under heaven given among men. Boy, that sure tightens it. No other name by which we must be saved. This is what the Bible teaches. One more passage. How about 1 John chapter 5? And this is the testimony that God has given us eternal life. We didn't earn it. We didn't work for it. He has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Now watch, he who has the Son, the Lord Jesus, has life, this eternal life. Now watch, and he who does not have the Son of God does not have eternal life. How can you say it any clearer than that? Say, do that again. No. You got it. How can you say it any clearer than that? But if you have another way to get to heaven, if there's another way that works, then the Bible is wrong and it's a pack of lies. Friends, Jesus is not a liar. Friends, the Bible is not wrong. Friends, the Bible is not a pack of lies. No, no. Jesus proved that by rising from the dead, that he was the Son of God. So don't you let anybody tell you, Jewish or non-Jewish, that they have another way to get to heaven. Don't you let anybody convince you that people in the world who've never heard of Christ, or they're a sincere Buddhist, or they're a sincere Muslim, that they can maybe get to heaven. Don't you listen to that? Don't you believe that? It is not true. It is a lie from the pit of hell aimed at getting you to keep your mouth shut about the gospel. And many of us in our flesh are prone to believe it because it takes the pressure off of us of having to share Christ. Don't you believe it? It's not true. That's it. This is why Jesus said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, to every human being, because it's the only way to get to heaven. Okay. Now, that's it for today. And what I want you to take home with you today, the Jewish people do not have an alternate way to get to heaven. And just because they're Abraham's descendants and the chosen people doesn't have anything to do with them getting eternal life. They still need Christ and to trust what he did on the cross for them and accept him as their Messiah. And number two, nobody has an alternate way to get to heaven. I don't care who they are. Nobody. So get out there. Don't let anybody convince you differently. And let's share Christ with people, because that's their only hope. All right. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. One more time. Praise the Lord. That's the truth of the Bible. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. Praise the Lord. And here at Lon Solomon Ministries, to the best of our ability, that's what you'll get every time you listen to us. So, hope you have a good week. Remember, go ye into all the world and what? Share the gospel. Hopefully we'll see you next week. God bless. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for teaching us today from your word. Thank you, Lord, for bringing us back to ground zero, where we understand that salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men, no name by which we must and can be saved, Acts 4:12. So Jesus, help us believe you and believe that, and give us, Lord, a passion to share the Lord Jesus with lost people. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen and amen. God bless you.